Good day, friends. This is J.R. Del Sink. A good local listener sent Christmas greetings to all of us at the Mark Media radio stations and shared a different Christmas poem written by Jeff Giles, United States Navy, serving in Iraq. Back in a moment to share this marvelous reminder and tribute to our soldiers, along with a comment from this point of view.
This is Point of View, a commentary from WKYK Radio. With today's comments, here's J.R. Del Sink, president of Mark Media Incorporated.
The embers glowed softly, and in their dim light, I gazed round the room and I cherished the sight. My wife was asleep, her head on my chest, my daughter beside me, angelic in rest. Outside the snow fell, a blanket of white, transforming the yard to a winter delight. The sparkling lights in the tree, I believe, completed the magic that was Christmas Eve. My eyelids were heavy, my breathing was deep. Secure and surrounded by love, I would sleep. In perfect contentment, or so it would seem, so I slumbered. Perhaps I started to dream. The sound wasn't loud, and it wasn't too near. But I opened my eyes when it tickled my ear. Perhaps just a cough, I didn't quite know. Then the sure sound of footsteps outside in the snow. My soul gave a tremble. I struggled to hear. And I crept to the door just to see who was near. Standing out in the cold and the dark of the night, a lone figure stood, his face weary and tight. A soldier, I puzzled, some 20 years old, perhaps a marine, huddled here in the cold. Alone in the dark, he looked up and smiled, standing watch over me and my wife and my child. "What are you doing?" I asked without fear. "Come in this moment. It's freezing out here. Put down your pack, brush the snow from your sleeve. You should be at home on a cold Christmas Eve." For barely a moment, I saw his eyes shift away from the cold and the snow-blown in drifts to the window that danced with a warm fire's light. Then he sighed and he said, "It's really all right. I'm out here by choice. I'm here every night. It's my duty to stand at the front of the line that separates you from the darkest of times. No one had to ask or beg or implore me. I'm proud to stand out here like my fathers before me. My gramps died at Pearl on a day in December." He sighed. "That's a Christmas Graham always remembers. My dad stood his watch in the jungles of Nam. And now it's my turn, and so here I am. I'm not sure my own son is more than a while, but my wife sends me pictures. He's got her smile." Then he bent and he carefully pulled from his bag the red, white, and blue, an American flag. "I can live through the cold and the being alone, away from my family, my house, and my home. I can stand at my post through the rain and the sleet. I can sleep in a foxhole with little to eat. I can carry the weight of killing another, or lay down my life with my sister and brother, who stand at the front against any and all, to ensure for all time that this flag will not fall. So go back inside," he said. Harbor no fright at all. Your family is waiting, and I'll be all right. "But isn't there something I can do, at the least? Give you money," I ask, "or prepare you a feast? It seems all too little for all that you've done, for being away from your wife and your son." In his eyes welled a tear that held no regret. "Just tell us you love us and never forget to fight for our rights back at home while we're gone, to stand your own watch no matter how long. For when we come home, either standing or dead, to know that you remember we fought and we bled is payment enough. And with that, we will trust that we mattered to you as you mattered to us." We would like to thank Jeff Giles in Iraq, U.S. Navy, for this Christmas poem. A marvelous reminder and tribute to our soldiers, the U.S. service men and women who make it possible for each of us to have the freedom to celebrate the festivities of the Christmas season. We owe them so much. Heroes, living and dead, who gave and continue to give and sacrifice for each of us. This is J.R. Del Sink, and Merry Christmas to one and all.